fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Friday, the 23rd of June. This hour is dedicated to the memory of my friend Lisa Mizell, who passed away last week. Lisa was the Director of Emergency Preparedness for Crawford County. Brilliant woman, such a thing as a Renaissance woman. That was my friend Lisa Mizell. And anyway, the prepper tip of the day is to get your communications equipment all squared away and ready to go. I think we're maybe close to where they could be needed. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Marie Lassiter. Marie Lassiter is a scientist. She is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, the largest county in the state of Missouri. Her 3 books are for sale at Amazon.com. And she's the author of 24+ peer-reviewed scientific articles. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Did you happen to know Lisa Mizell by any chance?
No, I did not.
I thought you might, since her and her husband own the Mizell Funeral Home in Cuba, Missouri, and with you being the coroner, I thought there could have been some interaction between the two of you. Anyway, she was a great lady, a brilliant woman, and she passed away from breast cancer a week ago. Marie, I've been told that our first show we did last week was the one of the 2 most important shows I've done since I've been doing radio since 1995. So congratulations, my dear.
Well, thank you. I've been really trying to get the important information out there. And I want to just mention one thing about communications, your prepper tip for today. I'm a ham, and I understand you're a ham.
Right.
And the new FCC rules that have been put on the shelf for about 5 years are being enacted. And what the FCC is wanting all the hams to do is to log on and give all the information about all the equipment we have and our address. And the purported purpose is to protect us from radio frequency waves. And in my ham radio group, some people have dutifully gone on to ARRL and put their name, the serial numbers of their equipment. I'm like, why are you doing that? Just don't do it.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to this premise. protect radio equipment from what again?
Protect users from radio frequency waves.
And
anybody with a home ham station has no worry about that.
I was going to say, how does that do that?
Well, they want to track everyone that has a ham radio system.
Well, obviously.
And you're also supposed to put up signs in your yard warning that you have ham radio equipment.
Oh, come on.
I know. Oh, I kid you not. Look into it
come
at
on.
ARRL.
And,
the main thing I want to say to people is, like Nancy Reagan used to say, just say no. Just don't do it. Don't do it. If nobody does it, they cannot.
No,
they can't get any traction with it.
I'm not surprised that the government wants to know where this equipment is. On one hand, I am a bit surprised that any ham radio license holders would do that. That's disappointing. It really is. Well, thanks for the heads up on that, Marie. I had no idea that was going on. I'm certainly not going to comply. I know you're not going to comply either, are you?
No, and I'm seriously telling everybody, don't do it. Everybody is worried about losing their license, I suppose, would be the stick that's held over their heads. But if no one does it, they can't suspend everybody's license.
Well, that fits hand in glove with a new regulation from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, making millions. There's maybe we don't know how many millions. Millions of these plastic arm braces that fit on the end of pistols, illegal, unless they've been registered. And the government is really fearful of the people. It's just the opposite the way it should be, isn't it?
Well, the government probably does need to be afraid of the people, in my opinion. But
well, the founding fathers.
There are of them.
The founding fathers believe that, and I believe it, and sounds like you do as well. That's great. Well, moving on from there, Marie, what's high on your radar you'd like to talk about this morning, my dear?
Well, I think the main thing is, I think the last time we talked, I said that 1 in 4 deaths this year has been vaccine-related. Well, that's changed. This month I've had 16 deaths, and 7 of those were clearly vaccine-related. So we're getting to basically 1 in 2 deaths
really,
were vaccine-related.
So close to half, it doesn't matter. That's really scary.
It's snowballing. I knew it was going to snowball this year, and I just got a communication from Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's about the all-cause mortality up, after the COVID vaccination, and you've spoken about that, but this is an in-depth article, and basically data from Germany and Japan that keep very, very good data on this and are actually willing to release it. They expected with a pandemic, they expect there to be a higher mortality rate as the weak and frail people die early on. However, after that initial period, the mortality rate should go down. However, everywhere and in other countries as well, the mortality rate continues to climb and climb and climb. And I see that with what's happening in my county. And of course, I'm a microcosm, but I'm also a data set.
I'm starting
to see more things come in and just basically verify the data that I'm getting.
Well, a lot of this is the work of actuaries, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and the biggest employer of actuaries that I'm aware of would be the insurance industry.
Yes, and they definitely sounded the alarm early on, didn't they, about how their claims were going up.
Well, it was the fall of 2021, the insurance executive up in Indianapolis announced a 40% increase in all-cause mortality, before we get to our callers, we've got a couple of callers. Is there any precedence in recorded history of a 40% increase in all-cause mortality, which would include the plague in Europe, the Spanish flu in 1919 and 1918. Is there any precedence for that, Maria, that you're aware of?
No, there's not.
Okay.
And the thing is, as crazy as it is, there are people that are still getting vaccinated. And I loved your listening to Dr. Horowitz last night. I've been a fan of him since, I bought his book, I think, like in 1999, you know, AIDS, Ebola, and Emerging Viruses. And he really opened my eyes to a lot of things. And great interview with him, by the way.
Thank you. Well, we try to have a great interview every week. Let's get to our callers here, Maria. We have Sherry in Kansas. Morning, Sherry.
Can you hear me yet?
We hear you fine. Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. You know, it's too bad that the FCC isn't as fastidious about warning people of other antennas, things that put out the frequencies. Like, I hear these 5G towers are really bad, and if you're carrying a receiver around with you, i.e. your phone, you know, are they going to put a warning on each tower? And say you lived in an apartment complex and your apartment just had to be the on the outside wall of your apartment complex is all these RF or these electric power meters to put out the RF signal, and you know, and you wonder why you have sleep disruption, or you know, say one of these buildings that has a whole bunch of antennas on it, and you happen to be in the room that they're on the other side. I don't think they're going to do that because they don't want us to know that.
Response for Sherry here, Marie?
Well, Sherry, you're exactly correct. And there are, it's well documented, increased rates of cancer in people that live near a cell tower. And now they're putting the cell towers in parallel. You'll notice every cell tower, if you notice driving down the highway, there's going to be like another cell tower basically parallel to it, maybe on the other side of the highway. And that's to support the 5G. And you said if you're carrying a receiver, it's going to hurt you. A lot of people think, and there's some evidence, that those that have been vaccinated are the receiver. And part of that is the graphene that's contained within the injection. And it's, and I've heard, and I have not tested this myself. I don't have a smartphone. I have a very, very old flip phone that people laugh at me about, but I like it very much. The people have been vaccinated. If you use your smartphone to find another device, that people that have been vaccinated will actually show up with an ID number on your smartphone. Like I said, I haven't done that myself. I've heard from some credible people that have done that and verified it. And it wouldn't surprise me. It sounds pretty out there, but at this point, nothing would surprise me.
You know, yeah, I've heard that, and I've heard John talk about it. I heard a program that was talking about these couple of researchers that had some strategies for fighting, putting all these 5G towers up, because they're supposed to be re-looking at the 1996 Telecommunications Act, because these cell towers are actually licensed as radio broadcast under that call, and that's in 1934 that referred to radio broadcast. They're only supposed to use the strength of broadcast that's necessary. You know, they're not supposed to overdo it for what the area that they're supposed to be covering. And so technically they fall under that, and they were the telecommunicate. So they're only supposed to be, the law is something like, so you can make, strong enough so you can make an outside call. They're not supposed, they don't have the licensing to, for all this other internet stuff that they're integrating into these newer phones. And they're supposed to, there was a lawsuit. And the FCC is now supposed to be looking at that. And I think it was in 2018. And they haven't started looking at that yet. And they're being sued now again because, you know, they're not, they're supposed to be looking at the health aspect. So anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you. I hadn't heard that, but I'm definitely going to look into it. That's very interesting.
Okay, Sherry, that's a great call. Anything else, my dear? Okay, Sherry dropped. Ready for our next caller? Marie, you ready for our next caller?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. You're on mute there. Let's go to John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Without just a minute, what are your what is the subject of your current caller, or your current guest, I mean?
Should I talk, John?
Well, John, what's your question or comment?
I had a question about Ukraine. There, it seems that I've been listening on the internet about, like, from McGregor and other, General McGregor and others, seems that the A-team may in fact be being brought out, and they're going to just start a continuous grinding attack on Ukraine, because they can't do any blitzkriegs because of the surveillance and observation capabilities that have been brought against them. They're just going to try and press back to the Dnieper and then try and cross it, do everything methodically and slowly, and this is going to take many, many months. And on the other hand, I understand that there's been disruption of Russian logistics due to launching of with missiles to disrupt road and bridge traffic.
John, I need to interrupt you. We have other segments where we discuss these matters in detail. It's really too far off topic for us to continue. So we do thank you for your call. Call back next Tuesday or Wednesday and talk to Nyquist about this. We need to move on. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Hi, John and Marie. By the way, that number that you quoted was 40% increase in group life insurance claims in the third and fourth quarter 2021, I believe. That was, you know, just 6-9 months after the release of the jab. And it indicates that people who were working and mandated to get the jab, in other words, people who did get the jab, had problems, perhaps. A strong correlation there, let's just put it that way. I wanted to know from Marie, how do you know that these, maybe it was seven people you said, had vaccine-related deaths from the jab? What evidence do you have to show that?
I have a variety of evidence. First of all, young people that have been, that die from cancer, and I'm talking people in their 30s, I first get their vaccination records, and then I look and see.
Hold on, Marie. We'll continue after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you are tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, you also need an Energy Cleaner. Details at my website and place your order right there for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lassiter, the scientist, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Her three books are sale at Amazon.com. And Maria, it looks like our next caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
This is Glenn. Still here.
I really didn't. I don't think she finished the answer to the question.
Yeah. Yes, Glenn. Yes, that's an excellent, excellent question. I'm glad you asked that. First thing I want to say is that my numbers of vaccine injuries are underestimated. I cannot get vaccine information for everybody. There is a database called Show Me Vax. However, not every vaccine is entered into that system. And so unless, you know, I find a COVID vaccination card with the decedent, there are definitely cases that I miss. How do I know they're vaccine related? First of all, I look really closely at what I consider suspicious cases. That would be unusual cancers in young people, and we're seeing that in 30-year-olds. And I found a correlation between the time that they were diagnosed with cancer, which is consistently been between 1 to 3 months after their second injection, and with death occurring within 1 year. What I would call suspicious deaths, someone in perfect health, maybe in their 40s or 50s, no risk factors for pulmonary embolism, suddenly drop dead with a pulmonary embolism. Unfortunately, I don't have the budget to do autopsies on everybody, but my part of my job is definitely, you know, health surveillance of my county. So about every 5 deaths, I do order autopsies. And there is a protocol, a standard protocol to determine if the death was due to the vaccine. And there's several parts to that. Certain organs we look at, we always do histological samples where, you know, remove the skin where the injection was given. That's important. And then whichever organ has failed, that is dissected to look for evidence of the spike protein, and it will accumulate in different organs. I would say your vulnerable organ. And then you would say, well, how do you know that wasn't just the COVID spike protein versus the injected chimera? And I do call it a chimera. Like Dr. Horowitz said last night, it's composed of pieces and parts of all sorts of really bad things.
It's like got 80% homology to the COVID spike protein, apparently. About 80% homology. So there's a real difference, yeah.
TLR4 stains on the heart microscopic slide. We also, the blood test, easy blood test we can do to determine is the SARS-CoV nucleocapsid antibody test. And yep. We do that in all the microscopic tissue sections to determine if the spike is due to viral infection versus vaccine tissue damage. I am pretty thorough on this. And like I said, there is a standard protocol for that. Eileen, to let you know, my operating budget is about $15,000 a year, same as my salary. So I work a lot on grants. And the coroners are very, very poorly paid in the state, but we don't, you know, I don't do this, obviously, for that. I do this because I care about people and health, and I'm glad I'm in the position to be able to gather this information.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're looking at suspicious deaths, and that borders on criminal activity sometimes. So thanks a lot for your work and your description. That's great.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for your call.
Okay, Dave. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller, Marie, is a regular caller. He's a registered nurse, and that would be Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Marie.
Hold on. We got a break. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back. Okay.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Bayonets! Attention!
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was from the film clip of The Wind and the Lion. Anyway, my website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there, including audio and video and written articles by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says, in no uncertain terms, the Pfizer COVID vaccination is meant to hurt and kill people. That's at thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting articles there about other topics. And, of course, I'm speaking at the next Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lassiter. She is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She's a scientist, the author of 3 books, the author of 24+ scientific peer-reviewed articles. And that was, I got the film clip line. It was Rourke's Drift. That was the name of the film. The Battle of Rourke's Drift. We're getting more interesting bumps here. And Glenn, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Good morning, John. Good morning, Marie.
Real quick, about this notion of hams uploading equipment information to the ARRL site, the American Radio Relay League is not a government office or administration, or and one would expect the AARL to function as an advocate of ham user, you know, amateur radio users' rights and stuff, rather than to become codependent to Big Brother in collecting the information. One wonders who is twisting the arm of the ARRL in order to get them to participate in this.
That's a great question, and here's how this came about. The ARRL, because of these new rules, has a helpful tool online where you can log in. Of course, you're given your information, and then you put in your equipment and what bandwidth you use, and then it tells you, like, your output to see if you're within the legal limits. But my point is, you've uploaded that information to the internet, and I don't trust the ARRL not to pass that information along if you go to the website.
Right.
But yeah, it's a handy tool. You're not having to do all the calculations yourself, and there are some mathematical calculations in there. And I know several hams that have already done that.
Right. Also about the radio frequency, energy, and health issues, these smart meters have, even the guy who installed the smart meter where I live didn't know there are at least two different networks in the smart meters. One is for connection to the internet for the device to upload the information about your power usage, and the other is called a HAN. It's not a LAN, it's not a WAN, it's a HAN, H-A-N, which means home area network. The idea is for it to eventually take over all our major appliances. And we recently got a new dryer where I live that is connected to the internet, and the dryer can be accessed with an app and from the phone, and basically I've already heard stories in recent years of the governments in other countries, I think Norway and stuff, you know, taking over people's dryers and stuff like that, and air conditioners. But and then one last question, Marie, are you seeing anything in the way of brain lesions with components of the vaccines crossing the blood-brain barrier and causing brain lesions?
Well, one of the main causes of deaths due to the injection are central venous sinus thrombosis, and that's one of the central veins within your head, and which causes stroke. Usually it's been left hemisphere stroke, so that's huge. And if you look up, you know, central venous sinus thrombosis following vaccination, it's huge. There's lots of documentation in the literature of that. So I would, it does cross the blood-brain barrier and creates havoc in, you know, within the neurologic system. And I know lots of people that develop movement disorders, et cetera, shortly after the vaccination. And they're ongoing. Those people are suffering. They can't function at their job because they have just these ballistic movements of their arms. And I wonder if that's not partly due to the prion component of the injection, because it reminds me of, you know, mad cow. And I've had three patients, and I'm a registered nurse as well, I've had about three patients with Creutzfeldt-Jakob, aka mad cow disease, over the years, and they just have those uncontrollable ballistic movements. It's scary.
A friend of mine had a work colleague who fell from a chair and hit her head at work. And when she went to the hospital and they imaged her brain to look for, like, a subdural hematoma and stuff like that, they found no injury from the fall, but they found these three other lesions on the brain, and, you know, very similar to, you know, they just kind of, it was an opportune thing they just happened to find it, just the way it's, so often we see aortic aneurysms found by accident. So they discovered these lesions, and this, I'm just wondering if, I'm wondering if this is a vaccine injury that this woman has.
It's very possible. And you mentioned abdominal aortic aneurysms, and in my presentation to the American Academy of Forensic Scientists in Orlando this February, there's been a big increase in those. People with no pre-existing history of a AAA that die suddenly with a AAA. One man was driving and it ruptured, and all were fully vaccinated. So I've got my own data on that with three cases in my my county, with a caseload of about 300 a year. And but then in the literature, it supports that as well. It's and you're a nurse, you know that's probably the most horrible way to die. So there definitely is a relation there.
An aortic aneurysm, you think?
Yes.
I was thinking it was actually pretty quick, because all of a sudden the person, the blood pressure just drops through the floor and the person just becomes unconscious. Well,
Well, I've cared for these people. There is a period of time while the aorta is dissecting that they're in excruciating pain, and no pain medicine will help. Yeah, they die within about 15 or 20 minutes. That's correct.
Wow, yes.
But I've worked in trauma and critical care, and I've seen it, and I feel so bad for those people.
Oh my! Well, I just learned something there. I was under the mistaken impression that it was a quick and painless falling unconscious, but good to know. But thanks for telling me that. So, all right. Well, thank you. I gotta go. Gotta be quiet.
Okay, here. Glenn. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Marie, in a relative, what's the population of Texas County?
25,000.
Okay, just over 12,000 people. Relatively small community.
No, 25,000 people.
Oh, 25,000, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I would think word of mouth would get around pretty quickly that getting these vaccines are harmful and are killing people. Is that somewhat the case or not?
Yes, pretty much everybody I talk to now is, you know, they're aware, and this is kind of funny. I think some people lie and say they didn't get injected when they did, especially if they're talking to me. But I'm not going to give them a lecture.
They can't be unvaccinated. What's the point? Right.
Yes. I've had a lot of people ask me how to get it out of their system. And
right.
I don't have the answer to that.
Well, there's some really brilliant scientists working on that, but we don't have any resolution yet that I'm aware of. Our next caller looks like John in New York. Morning, John.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask, are there any, this has kind of been plaguing me throughout the whole COVID thing, are there any credible tests for detecting spike protein, and are the tests the same for a deceased individual as they are for living?
Yes, there's that blood test that I mentioned. It's called SARS-CoV-2 nucleocapsid antibody test, and you can get that done through Quest Laboratories. And that can actually detect the spike protein. However, I will say COVID, despite the cute artist rendering of the golf ball with the little flags all over it, has never been identified under the microscope. One thing that's infuriated me over the past year is these people that have clearly died of bacterial pneumonia and haven't been treated with antibiotics. The physicians put the diagnosis as COVID pneumonia. There's no such thing as COVID pneumonia. It's made up. And it's kind of like with the nasal swab. Never in the history of the world have we diagnosed an illness on the basis of one flawed test. My analogy to that is, if you think you're pregnant, you do a home pregnancy test and it's positive, do you start decorating the nursery? No, you get a second test to confirm it by a different method. But they've been very happy to ruin people's lives and have a pretext for putting them on remdesivir and sedating them and taking them off the ventilator and letting them die based on one swab that's, you know, that's completely incorrect. So that's the way I feel about that.
What about graphene oxide or hydroxide, whatever it is?
the graphene, that can be detected under the microscope, and it has been. We don't typically do that in the autopsy lab, but yes, that can be detected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call, John. A great call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Our next caller is from Canada, Marie. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, thanks for taking my call again. I just wanted to ask, ma'am, is there any evidence that those who get these so-called vaccines shed some kind of protein or some kind of viral component? Would you know, or go ahead?
That's a great question, and I don't have any factual evidence. I only have anecdotal evidence of people that right. aren't vaccinated, and they're in a room with, you know, other people that are fully vaccinated,
yes.
and you know, they'll get symptoms. But that's just anecdotal. I know that's being looked into, but I don't know of any hard evidence that there is shedding going on.
If I could relate a story, a personal story. I have not been teaching for 3 years now, and I just got a teaching job in March of this year. And all of my students, I believe, did receive the vaccines. And I was teaching them for a couple of weeks, and the room is a fairly small room. And at the end of March, I contracted a very nasty viral infection with a high fever, and it took me a couple days to recover. And again, that's anecdotal, but you can take that for what you know, whatever. So anyway, thanks for taking my call, and
okay,
you're
James,
doing good
you.
Work. Oh yeah, right, bye now.
Thank you, James. Well, Marie, we got our last break coming up here in about 2 minutes. What direction would you like to go next, my dear?
I'd like to say something right now, if we've got 2 minutes, about the blood supply. And if you need blood, nurses, and they'll include other people, we've got a database going of people that are willing to donate blood to other unvaccinated people so they can get, you know, pure blood. And it's database. You just, you know, your name, your blood type, your phone number, if you're willing to donate. And you know, typically this would be something if someone has an upcoming surgery where you could plan ahead and have the blood bank for them. But nobody wants to take blood of people that are vaccinated. Another thing, and cut me off if I run out of time, is organ donation. I had a person that died of a clear vaccine injury, I think 3 vaccinations. Well, they were an organ donor. So the organ donation people call me, and would I release him? And I said, yes, I'll release him, but he's like fully vaccinated. Do you tell the recipient of these organs that these are contaminated by vaccination? And she says, well, the pathologist handles that. And of course the answer is no.
That's a non-answer. No, nothing's going to get the money of the paycheck. No, that's not going to happen.
So I there's that to consider, and but I have my own feelings about the organ donation program, but I won't get into that here. But you have to be careful whatever, you know, products you get, even if it's like, you know, some like simple like a corneal transplant. There could be repercussions for that, and I've seen people have repercussions after getting a corneal transplant from a that was from a, you know, a problem donor, let's put it that way.
Well, my doctor has me donating blood to cut down the iron in my blood, and the Red Cross does not differentiate between the two, vaccinated and unvaccinated donors. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Marie Lassiter, the coroner of Texas County. Her book's for sale at Amazon.com. Marie, my dear, you have about 3 minutes to put out the most important information you want to this week.
Okay. First of all, something I forgot to mention is if you have a family member that passed away and they had an autopsy and you're thinking, I wonder if that was related to the vaccine, Those tissue samples will still be available in the pathologist's office, and they still can be run and checked for evidence of the spike protein due to the vaccine. So just because they're gone, if those samples have been saved, they can be checked at any time. And the other thing is I'm working on a book because people's stories need to be told. And I see three parts to this whole disaster. Number one was when people were shut in and our elders that were basically locked in jail in the nursing homes, they could not be taken out to lunch. They were sequestered in their rooms. The staff was afraid to go in and talk to them. I've spoken with the family members that weren't allowed to see their mom or dad. One woman said she had, you know, got a tablet and begged the staff to take the tablet into her mother's room just for 5 minutes so she could FaceTime with her. They refused to do it because they were afraid of getting COVID. The fear factor was unreal. And it's Christmas 2020, I had like 26 deaths to Christmas Eve and Christmas in my county, 26. And those people died of broken hearts.
I did.
I think they kept thinking, well, I'll get to see my family on Christmas. And then when Christmas came and they still can, I'm going to start crying. I don't want to cry online.
Okay.
But those people's stories need to be told. And then, of course, the next part two was the people that died immediately after the vaccination. And then part three is the people that are dying now and will be dying over the next 5 years from the, you know, the wrecking ball going through their system. So that's the most important thing. I think it's really important to write all this down and have it put in the, you know, permanent literature. And I've talked with so many families, heard so many terrible stories, and basically the book's written. I write very detailed narratives in my case reports. Of course, I'll change the names, but I don't want all these people to have died in vain and it not be documented. And I think
it needs to be documented. The worst crime in recorded human history needs to be documented, hopefully to educate people and help this not happen in the future.
And, you know, someone asked me, they're like, well, why do you do this job? You don't get paid anything. It consumes my whole life. But, you know, I know it's what God wants me to do. And I know, you know, God put me here. I have the skill set to do this job, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability as long as I can.
Well, we thank you for that. And we will continue getting the word out here on Republic Broadcasting worldwide every Friday for the. Thank you, Marie. We'll have you back next Friday. Appreciate it.
Okay, John. Bye-bye for now.
Okay. That's it for the day and for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils, and now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.